The Wiesbahnhof station was overflowing with people. Lisa had never seen it so crowded. Hundreds of desperate families rubbed shoulder to shoulder in panic and confusion and pushed belongings of all shapes and sizes toward the waiting train. At the door to each car, Nazi soldiers in long brown coats shouted into bullhorns as they inspected suitcases and documents. When the crowd became too dense, the Jura family stopped for their final goodbyes. It had been decided that Rosie, Sonja, and Abraham would say goodbye first. Then Lisa's mother would walk her to the train. Malka looked at her daughter, who was next in line, and held her close. "You must make me a promise." "What is it, Mama?" "You must promise me that you will hold on to your music. Please promise me that." "How can I?" Lisa sobbed. "How can I without you?" She dropped her little suitcase and embraced her mother tightly. "You can and you will. Remember what I've taught you. Your music will help you through. Let it be your best friend, Lisela. And remember that I love you."
Thank you.